Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale here. He does a lot of good over at the Chicago Tribune as the restaurant critic. Hi, Phil.
Hi there.
We've invited Phil to join us on Wednesdays and talk about food. A delicious set of pictures in the print edition of the Tribune today. If you don't go to these restaurants, just eat the newspaper.
Please. And then buy another one.
That rolled boneless pork loin stuffed with pistachios, sweet spices, and sausage. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's,
where was I when they took that picture upstairs?
That was Jean Marie Bronson's work, and that is, I've already grabbed a copy of that recipe for myself, seeing if I can pull it off. I'm not going to Instagram it because it's not going to look like that.
I know. Those are things of art, aren't they?
Right.
Literally the cooking of them that well in that way, but also then the photography of them is beautiful.
Right. And Mark Graham doing the heavy lifting in the test kitchen to make sure that it photographs just right.
But that's not why I asked you in here. So that's dinner at home, and there's one way to cook a pork loin or shoulder, if you like. But let's just talk about a couple things that you've been writing about. One is, what is it, Bon Appetit said three best cheeseburger or hamburger places in the country?
Yes.
And one of them is in Chicago.
One of them is in Chicago.
Tell me about that.
That is the Dirty Burger featured at The Loyalist, which is just between Randolph Street and Lake Street on Ada Street. So actually only about 12 blocks west of the up till now reigning champion, which would be the burger at Au Cheval.
Au Cheval did a blended meat burger as well?
A two-patty burger, yes. I can't remember the meat blend exactly, but yeah. It's
I don't know why anybody doesn't do this anymore. In Minneapolis, where I lived for 8 years and most recently for 4 years, the best burger in that city is also a blend of short rib, hamburger, and bacon,
mm-hmm.
and maple syrup and old sneakers. I don't know what they put in there, but it's a blended meat burger. And it's a little more caramely, a little more mapley, mm-hmm. a little just sweeter.
Chefs that do their own blending have a very specific texture and taste in mind.
Oh, man.
At different fat levels, depending on the kind of meat you have in there.
They feel very fatty.
And they can and they do it. As you probably know, the hamburger hop, which is a big part of Chicago Gourmet every September, is the so-called opening night event in which a dozen or more local chefs compete in a friendly competition to who can put together the coolest burger. And they all work with the same basic meat supplier for that contest, but they all have their own blend. I want this much chuck, I want this much short rib and ground beef. And
what do you think of it?
Oh, it's terrific. That's when I reviewed The Loyalist in October of 2016, I mentioned the burger specifically and said, I know everybody's crazy about the Au Cheval burger with good reason. I said, I would come back to this one first.
Really?
And one year later, Bon Appetit catches up.
Yeah, no kidding. So three best, but the other two are in other cities.
Nashville and Charleston, South Carolina. I wouldn't book a flight just for that.
Dino's Cheeseburger in Nashville and Little Jack's Tavern in Charleston. So is this a big restaurant or is this kind of a small taverny thing too? Where we're going now,
The Loyalist is smaller. It's two restaurants stacked atop each other. Smith is the owner's big fancy chef menu, fabulous night out, one of the best restaurants in Chicago. And then The Loyalist is their casual drop-in, just below street level, got a really cool, dark vibe to it. And yeah, and they have a great burger, but they also have some other great stuff. Their chicken thighs are amazing.
Chicken thighs, I love chicken thighs.
Yeah, they do a great job.
What do they do with chicken thighs?
I forget.
Something really good. 177 North Ada Street, 177 North Ada Street, The Loyalist, and the best burger in America, one of the top three, is called the Dirty Burger. It'll cost you $16. Is it Maillard Tavern that you also wrote about on mm-hmm. North Milwaukee?
It's opening tomorrow.
Oh, so this is brand new. M-A-I-L-L. It looks like Mallard with an I.
It does. I keep writing Mallard when I start typing it, and I have to go back and fix it. It's either Maillard or Maillard. Maillard, it's named for a scientist. The Maillard effect is the chemical reaction, what happens that when you apply heat to proteins and sugars, and it gives you that caramelized, burny, toasty flavor at the, on the exterior of meat. It's the same effect that makes toasted marshmallows so nice, that nice brown outside. That's the Maillard effect. What happens, you take protein and or sugars like that and apply heat, and it gives you another flavor that wouldn't be there otherwise.
Who knew?
Right. Who knew it had a name? We all knew if you toast a marshmallow, you get that.
Yeah,
we didn't
know
there was a genuine Maillard effect name for it.
And we like a little sizzle, or maybe the thinnest crust on a burger that gives it a little more flavor. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. My druthers, I'm almost a black and blue guy, which is the steak is just got an absolute char on the outside and is still rare on the inside, which you only accomplish with really high heat for a very short time.
Yeah.
And but yes, that's a good, you want a good, I want a good exterior char, and I want the meat still to be medium rare.
So this is Meyer Tavern. So are we talking about hamburgers again then here?
We are. And he also does fries, and he does all sorts of things in which heat is applied to protein, which is nothing new, but he's using a steam-injected flat griddle to get to do his burgers, which puts them on more surface contact, so you get more, a little more even.
But he's not frying them then.
Yeah, he is. He's throwing some beef fat on there first.
Oh, sure, okay.
Uh-huh.
And these are 8-ounce burgers, duck fat fries, sandwiches, and chili at Maillard Tavern on North Milwaukee, 494 North Milwaukee. You've sampled the food yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
And instead of it's an 8-ounce burger, but they consist of 2 4-ounce patties.
What's the point of that?
Because you have 4 fried sides, so you have double. You have double the Maillard effect.
Oh,
you have more exterior.
Okay, I got it. Good. You guys also did a speed dating, you called it.
Yeah.
And that is, okay, we didn't get to all of these this year. We have quick reviews of restaurants. We've been carrying around our notebooks that we want you to know before the year ends. Because I presume they're, I don't know, pretty good or maybe not.
They're worthy. They were important openings for the year, and we didn't get a chance to weigh in on everybody. So many restaurants, so many weeks. And we next week is all going to be about my New Year's Eve thing, my big Save the Tables extravaganza. So this week, really our last chance to tell people about cool places to...
And there are 6 of them on this. Let me get your thoughts on that, Phil Vitale, after this. 3 things we want to accomplish before you get out of here, Phil. One is I want to talk about the 6 restaurants you just alluded to. Number 2 is I want to know about what you're doing next week.
Sure.
Which is the Save the Date, where you actually reserve tables.
Right.
And your readers, our listeners, can get them. And number 2, what do you make of this story? It's kind of related to what you do. It's kind of not. Somebody posted a bad review in Indiana of a inn that they stayed in. It was a little hotel. It was an inn. And it looked quaint and charming online. So the family goes and stays there. Like a lot of places, they say, hey, post your review. If you love the place, tell everybody. And so they did. They posted their review. And it was reasonable, but they had a terrible experience. And they said, here's what our experience was. I'm not sure if it was on that inn's site or if it was on Yelp, but it went public.
TripAdvisor could have been on that too.
It might have been that.
Mm-hmm.
And the inn then charged their credit card $350 as a penalty.
What?
And they have in the language of the contract when you know, who reads the fine print on anything?
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that when you go to some places, they can penalize you for a bad review?
Really?
And they charged them $350.
Wow.
And this has happened more than once. So now we're going to do a show on this. The people are suing them through the State Consumer Protection Bureau in Indiana.
Yeah, this talk about a slam dunk.
I know. How can that be?
How can I get in on this? How can I get part of this class action? Because I want them suing me. I want standing to go into court.
I was going
to
say,
and
Phil,
say my First Amendment rights are now restricted by this contract. You can't do it.
Phil, can you imagine the money John could raise if he could charge everyone who complained about his show?
Oh, my goodness. Ending hunger today.
Yeah, that's right. You can send me those nasty texts that we generally don't read, but I'm going to hit you. I'm going to get you. Isn't that amazing? And they said that, here's what they said, that we reserve the right to fix the problem before you complain about it. Because what if you said the place has bed bugs and then the next day they had it fixed And then they don't have bed bugs, but your review is out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's still a legitimate comment on your experience.
I'm afraid so.
You should have fixed the bed bugs before they got
right.
there.
You see these welts? These are bed bugs. So I get to say, when the welts go away, maybe I'll pull my review. But not a moment before that.
Sprint through some of these restaurants with me. So in the speed dating mm-hmm. restaurants that you all experienced that you haven't written about yet, what did you like?
I liked Ronero, which is this sort of Cuban, just kind of a little like cherry picking of Central and South American flavors. Ronero is someone who's dedicated to the distilling of rum. A master Ronero is someone who's really got the rum distilling thing down.
R-O-N-E-R-O, Ronero.
Right, so refers to a gentleman who knows his way around a rum distillery. It's more of I wouldn't say it's more of a drinking experience than an eating experience, but it's certainly more of a party atmosphere than it is of a sit-down. If you want to have a nice conversation and have a sip of rum, go somewhere else or show up on Tuesday. But on Saturdays, they tend to get larger tables. It's a real, very celebratory. I mean, it's good energy. If you like that, it's great. But if it's your 20th anniversary, possibly not.
You like the experience, but know what you're going to get when you go there.
That's what I try to do every week.
And what is the food like, generally? What am I going to eat when I go there?
You might get some empanadas with potato and ground beef. You can get something like the carne ronero, which is a skirt steak with chimichurri sauce, except the chef whips some beef fat into the chimney, so you get a really rich chimichurri sauce.
Your colleague wrote about Barrio in this, or is it Barrio? Bill Daly, I think, wrote that piece. What about Barrio?
Barrio comes from the Dynamic Group, the people who have Siena Tavern, Bar Siena, Prime and Provisions, and this is their sort of lively, casual Mexican concept right very close to Siena Tavern. They were able to get a hold of a space and say, what have we not done? What would be fun to do? But the restaurant's more ambitious than it needs to be, given the neighborhood and given what they've already got in terms of fan base. They're trying their hand at some Oaxacan cooking. They're doing a mole here and there. It's not strictly traditional. They take license in favor of flavors they like to eat, rather than so. If you're a purist in terms of Mexican cuisine, you're going to walk in there and say, "Wait a minute, nobody does that this way." Doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just not authentic.
Is it worth it?
Bill Daly liked it a lot.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't your review. So right. Bill gave it a nice review. That's Barrio. You guys just mentioned one other here. I'll just run through them. You did Beatnik, The Delta, Gideon's Suite, and Ronero. Mention one more for me.
Gideon's Suite I mentioned because of the pedigree. Graham Elliott, who you see mostly criticizing other people's cooking on TV, but had the Graham Elliott Bistro and had two Michelin stars at one point in his life. He's behind it, along with Matthias Merges, who had A10 down in Hyde Park, had the Yushu restaurants. And between the two of them, Matthias was Charlie Trotter's right-hand man for at least 12 years. I mean, there's some serious cooking chops going on behind this. And looks like it's almost kind of like a conceptual extension of Matthias's Billy Sunday in Logan Square. Serious bites and a very ambitious cocktail program.
You like that place?
Louisa did that, and she was, she seemed quite smitten.
That's 841 West Randolph. 45 seconds. Next Monday? Is it this coming Monday?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday, a week from today, what's going to happen in the Tribune?
My annual, this will be for the 17th straight year, my annual Save the Tables feature runs next Wednesday, just ahead of New Year's Eve. And what I have done is gotten an extraordinary number and extraordinary high-quality restaurants to agree to set aside a table or tables in my name. And all it is the reservation. You don't get a free meal. You don't get a complimentary drink. You don't get nothing. You pay for the whole thing. But I've got 8 o'clock tables for restaurants that you have no chance of getting a reservation
for. What day?
For New Year's Eve.
Oh, for New Year's Eve.
It's all for New Year's Eve. I have so many, you would not believe how many restaurants I have putting in there. And what you have to do is then I release the names and the phone numbers, and you call and keep calling till you get a hold of a human being and say, I would like Phil's table.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
So I need to go online, maybe, or
you can do both. It'll be in the paper
Wednesday. Wednesday's paper.
When it hits your driveway or hits the place you buy your paper at, it'll be in Wednesday's paper, and it'll be online that morning as well.
If I don't see it before the holiday, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year,
too.
Phil.